This podcast is brought to you in part by J.B. Tibbles. What in tarnation? Barnacle sauce. Hot damn, it's some good sauce. Great on anything. Chicken, steak, hard-boiled eggs, your mama's right leg, anything. Also, great with making love. Fellas, you can spice up your relationship, even if you feel like your member isn't up to the challenge. Oh, boy. Fuck 'em right and get 'em right. Make that ye to your ha and what in tarnation sauce today.
Fuck 'em right and get 'em right.
That wasn't the button I meant to press. God, Hiram, why?
Welcome to the Kung Fu Kings of Geekdom podcast. We're back, everyone. We're back.
Hiram, why'd you do that to me?
Oh, sorry. No, actually, like, halfway
that was the
through,
ad read. It was them.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Halfway, I don't know why incarnation halfway, included such false or foul language.
I know. It's
actually,
to get the
halfway through, I didn't even know, like, before I sent it to James.
Yeah, because you were like, I want James F-bomb to read that. You didn't write that, but, like, we wanted James to read it.
Yeah, we wanted James to read it. But anyway, no, like,
it'd be more impactful from his
but I want to say,
of course,
but I want,
didn't write it.
But when I want to say, though, like, I tried that What in Tarnation sauce by, brought to you by J.B. Tibbles. Man.
Yeah,
that,
J.B.
I stand by that. Like, and I say that about a lot of products, you know, and it's not because we're getting paid by that.
Not
because
we're getting paid,
I genuinely love that sauce.
We aren't getting paid.
J.B. Tibbles, if you're out there, thank you so much for the sponsorship. We appreciate it.
You know, I'm fucking my lady, you know, as I do. And I'm just like, I'm bored by the normal missionary style. So I pour that tartar sauce all over.
It's barnacle sauce, for example.
Oh, my bad.
What in tarnation barnacle sauce?
You're right.
Jake, sorry. I swear to God, if you lose us the sponsorship deal.
Tartar sauce all over my love?
Yeah, no, I think that's where you got it wrong. See, that's why she left you, you know?
She was like, only that barnacle sauce.
Yeah, she was only the barnacle sauce. Put it on me. Glaze it.
Glaze me. Glaze me.
I'm fine.
She's going, glaze me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, glaze me. Anyway, let's do the introductions, okay? This one across from me, you guys can't see him, but he is really handsome. He has a denim jacket. What is it, the early
2000s? It's denim.
This is Jake Smith. Yeah. Jake, the Dragon of Mayhem Smith.
That's me.
Jake, why don't you say something for the folks at home?
Hey, folks at home, get out of home.
I'm sorry, we're out of time.
Get a life.
Oh, James is doing Oscar things here.
Oh,
this is James Halleck here, the one with the flannel, Halleck. Typical Tennessee fashion.
Hello. Yeah. My name's James.
Remember when you said that to me and Logan? We got up and we both were wearing flannel. You're like, wow, Tennessee boys.
Yeah,
huh?
You guys,
and Logan changed.
They both got up for a church with their dad and they both wore flannel.
And you were like roasting us. You're like, flannel.
Hiram,
wow.
What do you know?
Well, I'm
sorry, we're out of time.
I know.
Goodbye, everyone.
Well, here's the thing, guys.
It's
I know. I know. Yeah. I love cock.
Here's the thing, guys. I know I love cock.
That's the thing I know.
What do you? How do you go?
You have
there?
To talk about what you know. I know. I love cock. I love chickens.
Oh, chicken. Cock.
Yeah. Chick. Come on.
Peen.
You mean roosters?
I have a peen. I don't like them.
Oh, yeah, I have one. I'm not scared of
mine
them.
In fact.
Every time I'm in the shower. Dear God, what is that?
Every time you go and pee. What's coming out of me?
I gotta close my eyes.
It feels great when I pee. Oh, is that gay?
Is that gay to... Sometimes I look at my penis and I'm not disgusted. Am I gay? Oh, no.
Do I have gay? I must have gay on me. Where?
I'll rub it off with barnacle sauce. Actually, the barnacle sauce gets gay off of you.
It gets gay. We forgot to mention that. Oh, no. The ad forgot to mention
that. That's
probably
the biggest feature that it comes with. You get that gay off.
Yeah. You got to get the gay off. You know,
scrape it off.
I saw like a lot of conservatives come into my Target one time.
They're like,
and they
were
just like,
gay
did
off.
You find that? Do you have that what in tarnation sauce? I have a lot of homosexual on me. I got to rub it off.
I gotta rub it off. It's under
and
my
I was
skin.
Like, I'm like, oh man, we're out of stock. And really, secretly, I just bought all of the stock that we have.
Hey,
I don't want any. I don't
there.
Want any gay
I'm
on me.
A hard time.
Smacking the mic.
I don't want any gay. I watched a lot of musicals recently, and I have a ton of gay on me. And I had to rub it off.
Oh yeah,
you know, I was feeling.
I don't.
I was feeling
James,
a bit
don't
too.
Do it.
I was rubbing a bit
don't
too.
Say you're uncomfortable.
I was feeling a bit too Elton John, you know.
Because you know what we've done? We've made a pact. We're like, James, anytime he says I'm uncomfortable with this, we lay harder into the joke. And
I know.
That's why this
I know. We, okay, okay. We have to start over. Okay, welcome to the Cobra Kings of Geekdom podcast.
My name's James.
Your favorite, yeah, your favorite homophobia shit.
Damn. The Kung Fu Kings of homophobia. Shit.
Damn it.
We love gays. We love gays.
We love them. Please.
I love them more than straights.
Fellas.
I hate straights.
I'm gay.
Hiram, and I admire that about you.
This is a strong opening. All right.
Fellas, I think I speak
news?
For everyone
That's
when I
news.
Say, let's get into the news.
Let's get into the news. Hey, you know what?
Hey. Look at me. I'm the king of New York. Boom, boom.
Guys,
that
I've got some
is
news.
Crazy, right?
Guys, I've got some news. I don't know if you know about this news.
What? Is it Kingdom
it's,
Hearts again?
It's not Kingdom Hearts. Uh-oh. It's Smash Bros. Related news.
Are you talking about like, the leak?
Yes.
Ramon's yeah. gonna love this.
Apparently, like people either debunked it or people think it's real, and I think it's. I don't know what.
I hope it's not real.
I hope it's not real either because they picked Geno over Sora, and
I know
you don't like
There's,
that.
So for Jake who is
told me last week.
No, this is new.
No, this is a new leak.
There was a leak that
I thought
was
there was like a there, poll that was like who
No, that was like a fan poll.
Oh, okay.
This was like a leak of like the art of like all of the characters standing together.
Oh, is it for real though?
Well, I mean, it looks like it's for real, but you don't know. But it. Like on it is like Banjo-Kazooie and like Geno. But Sora's not on there, and I'm pissed. Screw Geno.
Yeah.
Also, there was someone
Where's
on there that was just called what? Someone's on there called, like, School Kids or something? What's
Chorus
that?
Kids.
Oh,
that's
Chorus
from,
Kids.
That's from a game called Rhythm Heaven, which
Who
is really
cares
good.
About that?
What about Sasuke?
What? No. No.
Where's Sasuke
Get
from
your
Naruto?
Anime ass characters out of
Where's
here.
Where's Luffy?
Dude,
Where's
there's so many Luffy? Anime There's so many anime characters already
yeah,
in the game.
Yeah, but they didn't
here.
Originate in the anime. In an anime.
I used to buy and read the Kingdom Hearts manga.
I had one too.
Yeah, see, Hiram, we're the same.
It's cute.
Well, I like the concept of Kingdom. I want to say this. I like the concept of Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, we're back.
And not the story though. The story's so fucking funny because it's so dumb.
Jake's
so
leaving. Bad.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts again.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Welcome to the Kung Fu Kings of
the story is
Kingdom Hearts. The Kung Fu Kingdom of Hearts.
The story's frustrating because you're like because as like as people who like film stuff and like write scripts, I'm like. You didn't need to make it this complicated. Like, even though you didn't have it planned out from the get-go, you didn't, like, I could write you your story that you want that's not this complicated.
They do it like Damon Lindelof, where he's like, it's cool if you don't get it. You know what I mean?
That's dumb.
That's
such a dumb match. Like,
Damon Lindelof is just like, I think it's cool if you don't know the answers. This one is like, I think it's cool if you know the answers, but you can't explain them to somebody else.
Well, it's just like, it's like every typical anime in an anime, you know, but in video games. Where it's just like they make it unnecessarily complex and there's so many plot threads. There's just like for nerds to geek out about because you know they're going to get into it.
Like a 1,000 count thread.
Yeah, but in this case particularly, it's funny because like it's Disney characters, you know. So like you know, Riku is like having this dramatic little fallout with Mickey, and it's funny as shit.
Fuck you, Mickey! Get out of here,
like,
you big bastard!
They did say,
Mickey.
Yeah, they did say that back like when they announced the game and like they had that little trailer for it. The writer of the game was like, "This is by far the most mature Kingdom Hearts game." And what is it? Isn't it still E or has it not been rated yet?
I want to think it's like either rated E10 or T.
It better be T.
T
it
for
better
titties.
Be T.
I want that Mickey Minnie
Man,
scene.
See,
you know
that's very
that's very
hetero.
I want Sora to walk in on it and be like, Jesus. And he learns about
it's like
adulthood.
Jesus, Hikari. Oh my God,
he becomes Hikari. A man.
He saw.
He grows up.
Yeah, yeah. Kingdom Hearts 3. In the end, you see Naminé's tits.
Dude, I love
and
that.
Sora's
Here's
like,
the
Ugh.
Thing. I think Sora's supposed
like,
to be an adult.
My keyblade.
I think
Takes
Sora's.
My keyblade.
Oh no.
Go ahead,
James. I think Sora's supposed to be an adult in this one, but it's impossible to tell with anime characters.
Yeah, no,
oh, yeah.
That's dumb.
You never know for
they
sure.
You find out Sora's like 45.
I'm like he's taller, and but you could. They could easily be like he's 30,
kids.
Or be like he's 17.
Yeah.
He's in his mid-40s.
Or he's
and
nine.
If you just see the face, they could. As or if you even if you see everything but the hair, they could easily go, it's a guy or it's a girl. There's no difference.
Oh, yeah.
There's no visual
difference. There's no difference in humans.
I don't think that's true.
Wow, Jake. I mean, the titty thing, though, the titty comment you made was pretty hetero. You've been rubbing a lot of that what in tarnation sauce.
All over
that,
me, dude.
Getting
off.
That testosterone off.
Dude, I love that sauce. Like By the way, go on that website, type in coupon code GAYOFF, and then you get...
Gay off.
You're gonna get 10%. Gay off. You're gonna get 10% off your first purchase.
Oh my god, we just lost a lot of our LGBTQ.
No, they love it because they know we're being sarcastic.
We just lost
because they're smart.
Demographic, you know.
Yeah.
I think we.
If you're offended by what's been said so far,
sorry, but not really.
We're not apologizing. Well, we're not gonna apologize.
That's why I said
for a joke,
guys. Who else has news?
I really don't.
Hiram, do you have any news?
I thought I did.
I thought Red Dead's coming out.
Red Dead is
coming out. Some sad news.
What?
John Williams is currently in the hospital.
Oh.
That's rough.
They said he has fallen ill.
Oh, no.
Or he has fallen unwell.
That's not good.
Which is not very good.
Like bad, very, bad, or he's got like...
I don't know.
Cold.
I don't know, but...
John Williams was rushed to the ER with a common cold.
But it's set... So Andy read that headline earlier... And Alex was like, had his headphones in, so he couldn't really hear. And Andy goes, it says John Williams has fallen unwell. And Alex goes, he's fallen in a well.
And he's down there with the whole orchestra. Help us.
He's down there with Danny Elfman. Because you know he's down there.
Yeah, Danny Elfman, he's already down there. Speaking of Danny Elfman.
What about him?
Why don't we get into those picks?
Oh, shit.
All right.
We should just, yeah, that was the shortest news of all time.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Well, let me intro.
I really don't have any except Red Dead's coming out.
I watched gameplay for the new Doom today,
and it looks amazing.
Oh, yeah, we forgot to talk about the new Doom, but then again, that footage was 2 months ago.
That one that we just watched?
Yeah, it was 2 months ago.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that. But I should have watched it 2 months ago. You get a sword.
We have yet to talk about it, though.
You get a laser sword, dude.
What?
Yeah.
All your guns have... Your gun shotgun has a grappling
hook on it. That was really late. That was really
late. Wait, what was that for?
We were talking about Doom, and you cut us off with... Nightmare Before Christmas, you bitch.
I didn't mean to. I was just trying to open the video, Hiram. I'm sorry, please.
It's okay.
All right.
The listeners aren't supposed to know about this side of our relationship.
Yeah. Ooh, that you're a bitch?
That everyone yells at me all the time.
We don't yell at
Man,
you.
Man, we're kind of we're unveiling a lot about ourselves. Homophobia and abusing James.
We're not homophobic. People are going to be like, oh, they were joking. But it's for real, though. It's got the truth in there, you know.
It's got the truth, you know. We're unveiling our inner homophobia or gayness. Who knows?
You know,
well, we have to leave it ambiguous. Are they homophobic or gay?
But wait,
gay?
If we make fun of gay people and all other people, here, let's just go through the list.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
We got
straight people. Start with
straight
that
people
one.
Suck.
Straight people
black
sucks.
People are pretty
black
cool.
People are pretty awful.
white people are the worst.
White
of all.
People are worse than black people.
Dude. I hate white people.
Again, is that even possible?
Is that even...
Are we going to do Nightmare Before Christmas now?
Yeah, I thought you guys were talking about Doom.
We weren't finished.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about Doom. I'm sorry. I thought you were like... I thought we were moving on. My bad. But, dude, it looks so good.
Yeah, yeah.
So Doom 1 is really fun.
Doom, you just like go and slash feminists. I mean, aliens.
Feminists.
I mean, demons.
I mean, liberal cucks.
I mean, liberal cucks.
Doom
welcome,
Eternal.
Welcome to the Kung Fu Kings of Geekdom podcast, your favorite... conservative,
right-wing Alex Jones supporting podcast.
We're all right-wing cucks.
We're having Alex on next week, actually.
I've heard this podcast described as Alex Jones 2.
Yeah, InfoWars 2. The
InfoWars 2.
Featuring Ben Shapiro.
And we're still
on
YouTube.
It's called InfoWars Eternal.
Eternal.
Like Doom.
But seriously, yeah, Doom does look really cool.
I was watching it, and I was like, okay, the graphics look substantially better than the first one.
Looks
textures loaded. That's a big thing. I've been playing Doom 1 again. And the textures don't load in a lot of the time. This one looks better. You have a blade on your hand, so the glory kills are way better.
Way more satisfying, yeah.
You get a hook. You get a hook, grappling hook on your shotgun that you can use, like shoot it at people, and it helps you get to higher places as you murder them.
I love that shit.
It's pretty amazing. Cool. I'm excited. And at the end of the trailer, that big, like, metal as fuck demon thing with its flame hands.
Yeah.
And then you have this laser sword with satanic writing on it, and then you're going to kill it.
You're going to kill it.
Fucking badass.
I know. We were, like, thinking, I'm like, what if you fight Satan at the end of that?
That'd be cool.
That'd be so great. I want to fight Satan.
And he sucks. He's like Mysterio in Spider-Man 2. He has a life bar, but you can beat him so quickly.
Yeah. Or, like, in Dante's Inferno. You fight. Oh yeah,
like Mysterio.
Like no. Like Mysterio.
Like Mysterio, but it's awesome.
I
want to.
And
you've been playing Doom again too.
I have been, and it's really great because like you start in Mars, but then you go to this level, which I think it's hell.
It is hell.
I was on the phone with somebody.
You can't be sure.
I was on the phone with somebody while playing it, and I was like, "Am I in hell?" And she was like, "I don't know. Are you?"
Got him.
Huh. Nice one, Hiram.
But you were well being, we were watching that gameplay being like, I hope it's like this where it's just constant action just because the first half of Doom 1 is kind of boring to me in a little bit.
Really?
Until it picks up when you go to hell and then you're like bombarded by, can you stop? Man. James.
Can you stop?
But like bombarded by guys like, I want it like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like in that trailer, I was like, this has to be a Bethesda only trailer. Just because he's like you fight every enemy type in that trailer
you
at
do.
The same
like,
time.
Like they unveiled a lot of like.
It felt like a Japanese game trailer because it was so long and they showed
so
everything.
But hey man,
that's Aduma. There's too much. There's always too much.
Aduma Eternal.
Yeah, Aduma Eternal.
Sky Tarato.
Glory kills.
Glory kills. Like words would pop up on the screen and it would like the frame would spin.
Well, like that's how it is because like for Mario Kart Double Dash, the Japanese trailer is like Mario Kart. Double dash!
They're like, it's crazy!
It's double dash!
It was, I love trailers like that, because then I'm like 15 minutes in, and I'm like, I'm bored now. I don't want this game. I've seen the game.
When does that one game where you're like a samurai come out?
Ghost of Tsushima?
Yes.
I'm not sure.
Sometime next year. Like, I keep
that looks good.
I've been keeping tabs on it, and it just keeps saying it's 2019.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So. Well, I'll be...
I want that.
I'll
be
there.
Last of Us.
I want Last of Us. I want Devil May Cry.
Will you guys,
will
you guys be
Hearts
there in 2019? I'll be there.
I really don't
like
know.
Like a festival?
I really don't know if I'll be there for 2019.
Are you guys going to 2019?
I'm getting the VIP pass.
Hiram, come on. I've got a plus one to 2019.
I don't know if
I want it to be you.
Long.
There's free parking there.
I don't know if I want to live that long. I mean, the only reason I want to live through 2019 is Avengers 4 and Game of Thrones. That's pretty much it.
And then you can die.
Then I can die.
Can you stop?
You know?
I'm trying to foreshadow our
that?
ASMR podcast.
Wait, hang on. Let me see that.
Let me see this.
Yeah, let me see that.
That's really gross. What is it? It's. Do you like the feeling?
I don't know why.
Is it satisfying?
You're doing it too aggressively. You crushed it, Hiram.
I'm about to fall asleep.
This isn't the Kung Fu Kings of podcast.
Hiram, you crushed my tape.
Well, I have this.
Jake, looks like you're the odd man out.
Oh, shoot. What do I have?
You got that ball.
Dude, our audience is asleep. Shit, you woke him up.
Iron just knocked his microphone off the stand.
Oh my God.
Oh, dear.
Sorry.
Sorry about that.
Rip headphone users. Am I right, fellas?
Hey, wait.
Hey,
before we start.
Before
he's
we,
crushing water
before
bottles.
Before we start, I have to get a drink of water.
Ah, what is this episode?
Dude, this is
we
weird.
We should never record in the middle of the day ever again.
I have a lot of energy.
Let me tell you this.
Let's do
before
the next,
before we get into the picks, I want to tell you guys, I watched Daredevil Season 3, and I just want to give you my quick opinion.
Cool. That's
no
new.
Spoilers. I won't even. I won't tell you story points. This one, for me, is like even with Season 1. As much as I like it.
I would not expect that from a season 3 of a Netflix show.
I think the visual style of season 1.
And Luke Cage got canceled too.
Yeah. We didn't talk about that. But
we talked about Iron Fist.
We'll talk about those after that.
Yeah. But I think the visual style of season 1 is still better. Like there's a lot more like if I see a frame from that I'm like, "Oh, that's Daredevil." This one tends to blend a little more back into like how they have those like weird greenish oranges. You know,
in what?
In all the Marvel Netflix stuff,
yeah,
where it's like when they're on the street and the whole shot is like a weird yellowy green,
You're
like, what is this? But in like season 1, it would have been like red
it's
or like
what
something.
Is this? Is there piss in the air? Like that's what it looks like.
Yeah, so this one had some of that, but like narratively, it was like super strong. It slows down just a little bit in the middle, but it picks up like way a ton by the end.
I feel like there has to be some
good.
Slowdown for a show like that, just for some story moments, some critical story.
It was
moments.
Very good, but I'll tell you what, Foggy.
I'll check it out.
Foggy is not a good actor.
No, he's not. It's sad.
It is sad because I feel like I like the guy.
Yeah, I like him.
Like, I'm not mad at him for it. I'm not like, you're ruining better. This. I'm just like, they probably should have cast somebody else.
Yeah, but he's the guy from The Mighty Ducks.
Oh, that is him. That is that guy.
He shoots the crazy slap shot, dude.
It's funny because, like, that like from what you described, it sounds completely the opposite of, like, Luke Cage season 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was very underwhelming.
Well,
that's why
Luke Cage got canceled.
I hope that what's happening is they're combining them into one show.
Yeah, I'm hoping Netflix does Heroes for Hire because that would be amazing.
I also hope that they hire someone who...
That too.
That's a better title.
I also hope that they hire somebody who knows about, like, old kung fu stuff.
Yeah, what the heck?
Yeah, they know they like. What are they?
If you merge the blaxploitation angle of Luke Cage and the old kung fu movie into one show,
that's
you'd have something pretty similar to the script we're writing.
Yeah, I was about to say that's very much the script that we're doing.
I know, but I want them to do it. We'll do it first.
Well, yeah, we'll do it first, and then they'll be, and then we'll be like, we'll do it for you.
Ours leans more kung fu movie.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, the blaxploitation vibes really pretty much comes from my character,
the tiger. Yeah.
And the like whole there are drugs on the street.
That's
angle.
Funny.
That's awesome.
That's
no,
funny
that's
because like that's
too.
Pretty much that's like the movie we're doing and the comic that you and I are doing.
Yeah.
Enter the Dragon has a lot of that in it.
Yeah, you're right.
Enter the Dragon came before the blaxploitation period.
Yeah, but I mean like the drug right thing. Then. Like, oh, the drugs.
Hiram, do you think the blaxploitation era was inspired by kung fu movies?
Hell yeah, it was.
That's
inspired by kung fu movies and action movies.
You know what?
It was low budget.
And
exploitation movies.
Say, hey, we're earning our title here.
And, like, I didn't...
We just broke down the roots of blaxploitation movies to kung fu movies. We're the kung fu kings of geekdom.
Dude, we did
it. Oops, wow. That was a wrong
the record
sound.
Screeched.
It came full circle.
Right,
well,
Nightmare
that's the end of the podcast.
Christmas, huh?
Oh, well, I was gonna make another point about blaxploitation.
Do it, Hiram.
Well, I was going to say, like, I used to think those movies suck. Because, like, I wasn't... When I was younger, I really wasn't, like, familiar with, like, the black culture and how amazing it is and how creative it was. Like, when I was little, all I thought was, wow, all our, like, the extent of our culture is nothing but, like, freedom riders and, like, you know, like, civil rights. And then when I got older, I realized the creative parts of, like, the black culture, which is music and the movies, especially blaxploitation films, which I thought were terrible, but, like, they were terrible mostly because a lot of them don't have a budget.
Yeah.
And, Some of them are good.
Some of them
are like really good. Most of them
are
bad.
Yeah.
But like most.
But they're bad in a good way.
They're bad in a good way, right?
In a fun
which
way.
Is what Black Dynamite is like. Which Black
Homage.
Dynamite took from.
Yeah.
And that's why we love it so much. And so now it's like a stylistic thing nowadays where people are kind of hearkening back to that time period.
Yeah, and it's cool.
Like, it's part of the aesthetic, which I think is really. I like how it comes full circle like that. It's
I like when people own it and adapt it to make it like. A celebration of something as opposed to, you know,
making
bad,
fun of it.
Yeah,
you know?
Because like it kind of like it
like brings
that could
movie.
Have been seen easily if we twisted a different light as something horrible. Like,
yeah.
Very easily.
It could have been, yeah. Like the representation of black women was like amazing because you got Foxy Brown, you had Shaft, you had like more representation as far as like cool characters. Like a Shaft wasn't like a James Bond ripoff. He was like inspired by James Bond, but he was cooler.
Yeah.
He was his own thing. You had like, you know, disco music, which was like very like progressively gay at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of funk music.
Oh, cool.
Like,
yeah.
You
yeah.
see a lot of Isaac Hayes and like a whole lot of great artists. So it's really cool. It's really it's a cool time period.
That'd be a cool thing to do one week is to watch legit black, not Black Dynamite, but like ones that actually came out during that time.
Shaft.
Yeah, like the good ones, like Shaft.
We knew good
or like
ones.
Superfly.
Yeah, yeah. That would be cool. We
not the bad
that.
Ones, though. Not like Disco Godfather.
That one's good.
Dude,
though.
Disco Godfather was insane.
Dude.
I never saw it, though.
You
I
will make, I'll it. Make you watch it.
Oh, well.
The ending is it. We don't have to watch the whole thing. We're just kind of skipping around.
I would show you guys The Last Dragon, and I think I think you guys would love it.
I started watching that Jim Kelly one.
Oh, Black Belt Jones?
Yeah, I watched started watching
that
the second one.
That was bad.
I like that as a title.
It's a good title, but it's bad.
It's, yeah.
Uh-oh.
He doesn't even show up until an hour in the movie.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's because it's the director by the same director who did Game of
Thrones.
Enter the Dragon.
Oh,
but
damn.
But it's not good.
Yeah, that sucks.
You know?
Well... What did I do? Would you like to see something strange? Come with us.
house and you will see it's our town of Halloween.
I'll get Marilyn Manson's version. It's our town of
Halloween. I'm gonna rip up a Bible.
Guys, I had never seen this movie before this week.
Really?
No, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
You grew up on this.
You just played the very song that Scat Studs would not shut the hell up about.
They love that song.
Oh, man. My God.
It's pretty good. The music in this movie was not my... I mean, I liked it, but it wasn't like my favorite. Like, there wasn't a song really stuck in my head.
Wasn't
it
Danny Elfman, right?
Yeah, it was.
He played the guy.
But and the songs are good, like, in the movie, but none of them really have, like, a chorus. They all just kind of go along. Well, that song. Beside that one, but like all the other songs,
yeah, the song,
don't really have like
this?
A chorus.
What's this? There's, yeah.
What's this?
It just kind of narrates what he's doing.
Well, you know what's great about this movie is that, like I said, that when songs come on, I don't even really hear them. So this movie, songs being bad didn't influence my liking.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. No, I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
So I like it because of the aesthetic of it, like we were saying, like that Tim Burton-esque style to the movie.
Burton-esque style, but it was not by Tim Burton.
But it was Tim Burton Presents.
He produces
it.
Yeah, he produced
it, but he did not direct
it.
I'll
well.
Tell you this.
He
and
said,
I have
here it
thing.
Is.
Yeah.
This movie is so short.
Yeah, no, it's very
it's
short.
An hour and 16 minutes.
Yeah.
Which is like, I was like, I started
though.
It, and then I was like, oh, this feels like the end. Oh, this is the end?
Yeah.
Oh, it's over.
You don't really need much more than that, though.
Yeah.
It's pretty straightforward. I mean, it's a skinny skeleton guy who discovers Christmas.
And I like it. I think it's fine.
Time.
I I was like, all right, cool. I finished it. I wasn't like, wow.
The big thing
but
about
I was like, cool.
Well, the big thing about this one, it was like the Toy Story of the time because like it kind of like paved the way for a lot of stop motion films.
It feels
very major.
It, like, as I'm watching it, I was, like, very aware that these were, like, tiny little sets.
Oh, yeah, that's what Logan was telling us that you
said.
Said
you
dang
said
it,
that,
I told
like,
him not to tell you guys anything. I was like, I save it for the podcast, but you're going to be busy,
that,
so.
Because he thought it was funny.
Yeah.
And you thought that.
I could feel that it was, like,
but, like,
tiny.
I feel that with every one of these movies.
Not Kubo.
I felt
that was Kubo a little
you
bit.
You felt it was Kubo?
Well, that's the thing. It's like that sense, you know how when you're watching a movie and you know nothing's real and you put it in the back of your mind? That's how these movies are. I know it's
well,
all
like,
small.
Well, like
mind.
The monkey
yeah.
from
you know?
The monkey from Kubo, while it looked amazing, like it felt like, okay, like I can see like how that's a prop. Sometimes.
Yeah,
like
we're
like,
zoomed in on a
you know?
Tiny figure.
But I think that, like, I don't think that's entirely a bad thing. I think that kind of makes me appreciate the art a lot more. Especially because, like, it's way... It's like it's insanely like tedious to like go frame by frame.
I saw one of those
like,
time-lapse videos,
those...
and that was insane.
It's insane, dude.
Yeah. It feels. I mean, this movie kind of just feels. It feels like a old like Rudolph Christmas special when I watched it. But I like those
but
movies.
It's better.
But I know
it
I like those
better.
Movies. I meant like in its spirit.
Oh,
it felt
well,
like
that's
that.
Cool. I like that too.
Yeah.
And it's kind of scary, too, if you're, like, a little kid
yeah,
watching
no,
it.
There were some things I was like, oh.
If I was a kid watching this, like, I would be, like, honestly kind of like the, I am the monster.
Disney
the
owns it.
Stairs.
I was like,
Boogie Boogie is such a good design for a character.
Yeah, there's a lot of great designs.
And I was like, who? This is Disney. How did this get, like, approved? A lot of the stuff in it, like, when the kid opens his present and it's a severed head.
That's amazing.
I'm like, and I'm like, and Walt Disney was like, it's fine.
He was like, they're toys. He was like, they're small.
Walt Disney was alive at that
People
time.
People will be like, I know that's Walt Disney.
He's still around. Everyone knows.
Yeah, they unfreeze him just to have him, like, supervise movies before
heads?
They
I
come out. Yeah. He's like, Disney, like, Walt, what do you think about this?
I
like
it.
It.
I like it.
Freeze me.
Quick, I'm on borrowed time.
Like, what do you think about this? What do you think about a Polynesian girl? I don't like it. Freeze me. We're going to do it anyway.
We're going to do it anyway.
We won't tell him.
We won't tell him.
He
was
had
know.
That Polynesian girl that I didn't want work out. And they were like, oh, she was white. We promised.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, he's on Frozen. He's on Frozen. Listen to all the merchandise in Disney World. What is this?
Yeah, what are you doing?
What's this?
Polynesians here. What's this?
Oh man,
I like this movie. Artistically,
we love,
it's so well made and so well designed, and all the
it's,
little.
I feel like
they're so intricately like every little bit. Like you would think it's this small, they get into all the nooks and crannies of every little precise detail on all the cobblestones.
Which is why I love like stop motion movies like that, and like the people at Leica.
They
always put like a really great amount of detail because they're because they're built. They're not like computer generated. Well, no. Some of it's computer generated, but
like
most
some
of them
stuff
is
you
built.
Have to do.
Yeah.
Like a lot, there was a lot of Kubo that was CG.
Well, it was like they had,
but they
things
had
that
to,
you would think would be CG, like the water.
The
effects
water
are
was not
CG.
Yeah, yeah,
legit.
Yeah. I think anything that comes into contact with the character is real, but like they extend their sets a lot with.
Yeah,
the CG,
but that's
yeah.
the thing. It's almost like the way that old school movies used to be, where it was a necessary evil. If they had to do CG, they would use.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't, like a, you yeah. couldn't make Kubo and not have any of it be CG. You would have to literally rent out like a field. Control
yeah.
the sun,
it'd
and so that the so the lighting's the same for every shot, so you could have a like skyline that goes on until it disappears.
They like did their bed, like even the clothes are wired so that they can hold clothes moving in place. So that
yeah,
every
yeah,
frame
which
the
is,
clothes
oh, man,
for
I
the
love
wind.
It. Isn't that crazy?
Did I tell yeah. you like my? Did I tell you guys like my first, my very very first animation class was in when I was in middle school. I went to this like. Like I went to this art class, like in
yeah.
some mansion, and it was a stop motion
was
class.
Was it haunted?
I wish it was.
Was Eddie Murphy your professor?
No, I don't remember much of it besides like me not liking doing claymation. I didn't like it because I thought it was going to be like traditional animating, but it was just like clay, and they had us do like you know mess with like some clay that looks like Play-Doh, and
Play-Doh.
And that was my first drawing class. That I remember that and like a girl class. that kept tickling me. That was the only thing I.
That's a good memory to have, actually.
That's not a good thing to remember.
Oh, her
I don't like being tickled
you
against. I don't like being tickled against my consent.
Oh, it was against your consent.
Yeah.
This oh man, you need, what's the name of this mansion? We need to get this shut down.
It was called Montpelier Mansion.
Oh shit, dude.
Yeah.
Did they have you sign a form that was like
you know?
Might be
I'm
tickled?
Actually reliving this.
I'm so sorry. Did I trigger you?
Funny.
I'm really sorry.
No, we shouldn't do this joke. That's
I'm sorry. Well, I wasn't even joking.
No, I mean
I
wasn't
being for real.
I wasn't. No, I wasn't actually traumatized.
Oh, okay.
Being tickled.
I don't know, dude. You could be tickled in a very weird way.
Oh,
and
well, yeah.
You know what I
yeah,
mean?
That is true. Yeah, that's a good point.
So there you go.
Anyway,
but
this
anyway,
is the Nightmare
Comfort
Kings of being
tickled.
Tickled.
But anyway, I like this movie a lot. Like growing up with it, it's a great like.
I
and you can watch it two times a year, dude. Halloween and Christmas.
That is true.
Knock them both out.
I like how, like, when we talked about this movie, we like automatically talk about how good Kubo is, even
yeah.
though they're done by
we're
two
talking
totally
about,
different studios.
But it's like, oh, people that motion. Worked on this movie worked on at Laika. People from this movie went on to make Coraline and all that.
Oh yeah.
So what I'm so it's like it paved the like you said earlier it paved the way.
Yeah.
So without this movie, you wouldn't have
both directed by Henry Selick and not Tim Burton.
You wouldn't have Fantastic Mr. Fox. You know what I mean?
True.
You
true.
Wouldn't have Isle of Dogs. You wouldn't have these movies. So I
Isle of Dogs wasn't Laika. Was
no,
it?
Neither was Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Oh, right.
They're
right.
just stop motion. That's
just
what
stop
I meant.
Oh, that, okay. You're talking about stop motion in
yeah.
the general sense. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest stop motion boy, but I like this movie, and I like.
You don't like stop motion because you can tell they're small.
No, I don't like it because it looks weird to me.
Oh.
Generally. But when they can make me forget it, like in Kubo or like in Isle of Dogs,
yeah.
when you forget,
have you seen
I was like,
Mr.
Oh,
Fox?
Haven't seen
so
it.
So good. You
but
should
I'm
watch
down
it.
To watch
it's
it.
Here's the honest truth. It's better than all the Laika things.
Uh-oh.
That's a big statement.
It is. It's not what better made, like the artistry in the other
yeah.
movies.
Okay,
well
I was about
made,
to say.
But the story and the characters and
well,
the humor is much better.
That's because it's Wes Anderson.
Yeah.
That's in big part Wes Anderson.
Yeah.
You know?
But because
like if
of
Wes
that,
Ander-
because
like
of the
if
humor, like it sucks, but a movie isn't only good because of the artistry, then it would just be a piece of art. It's also
yeah.
a movie. So that's what makes, for me, Mr. Fox a better movie.
Can I also say this? I liked watching this movie, Nightmare Before Christmas, because I got to see how accurate Kingdom Hearts was to it.
To the world.
And I was like, oh, it was very accurate.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that, because usually they're like not that accurate. Like they'll have like one area that's like pretty similar. But I was like, even like Oogie Boogie, they go to like his home.
Yeah.
And he's got all of his gambling stuff there. And I was like, oh, I assumed for sure that this was some like weird Japanese thing they threw in
that
the game. But it's
it,
real.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. They really
Christmas
went in
Town,
depth.
Kingdom Hearts 2. Spoiler alert, in Kingdom Hearts 2, you go to Christmas Town.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you watched it, James, because you've never seen it. I'm sad you didn't, like, go like, I love this. But I understand because some of the claymation, like Coraline, I don't like it. Like,
yeah.
It creeps me out.
And I do like this movie. Oh,
yeah. Like, Paranorman, like, I like because the style, they made it not creepy. They made it more cartoony and fun.
Yeah.
Coraline was, like, weird. And then
there's that one studio that freaking makes, like, Chicken Run and Wallace and Gromit.
Love
and Chicken
those.
Run is funny.
Chicken Run's great.
But their style is so, like, gross.
I love
you're
it,
and
to,
I hate it.
I think
it.
You're talking
I absolutely
for,
hate
I
it.
I forgot his name.
But
it's the same guy.
And
who
Kubo
did,
has
yeah.
style to it. Like, it has a beautiful, like, I'm trying to think of the right
But
word.
Kubo has, like, a really simple story.
Yeah,
know?
It does.
And it gets
what
to
I'm
my
saying
emotions.
Is, like, even the claymation, I'm talking about the claymation style doesn't, like, put me off. Like, from Coraline was, like, really well, like, intricate. But some of the character designs and some of the, like, the atmosphere of it didn't feel fun to me.
And that's
I mean?
What kind of helps with this movie. Because
it was.
And this
Have
movie.
You watched it recently, Coraline? It's supposed to be like, look how fun this is. Look how, like, it's scary at parts, but there's parts where she's like, look how beautiful this world is. And I'm like,
it's
not.
Oh, yeah,
and
it's not beautiful.
It's
yeah.
fucking
what were you
creepy.
That's why this movie is helped out. Like, it helps it not come off as, like, weird from the stop motion because none of the characters are as, like, humanoid. They're all kind of like a skeleton, and they're all supposed to kind of look sort of, like, off.
Yeah.
And so that when the actual humans are around, you're like, oh, that kid looks gross.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does.
And they all the kids. And there was that one fat kid who, like, ran out and fell in the hallway. That was pretty good.
Oh, man. Nightmare Before Christmas.
There you go.
Great movie.
We did it. It is a good movie.
Great movie. All right,
next on the list.
Eddie Murphy's.
No.
Oh, no.
Bro, this movie, though? Oh, God. Is this from the credits or something?
Yeah.
We didn't get that far. We stopped it right away. Hey,
I thought
James,
it would hit it a little bit harder
hey,
than
James,
that. What?
What about that time when... Calabar Jr. was in that cube. And he was like, my dad liked roses, and so do I. And his face was out, and they were like, and she was like, and he keeps going like, you still want to go to the dance?
It's so weird, man.
It's so good. What are you talking
dude,
about?
Dude, the early 2000s are a beautiful time.
Bro, that
movies.
Guy had the power to shrink books, dude.
Yeah.
We were talking about the whole time. We were like, what if he's like fucking, they're like, oh shit, we've got these normal sized books. They're small now. No.
I can't read this.
And he tried, and they're like, make it bigger. And he's like, I can't. They only get smaller.
It's a one-way street. Maybe if he makes them so small, it'll be like in 3D software when you pull something so far in the other direction that it gets big again, but it's flipped in reverse.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
All the words are backwards.
Got him. So the best part of this movie is the junk man when he's gray.
Yeah,
and
he's
sorting socks and he's like, I've got my socks.
Oh, this one doesn't have a match.
This one doesn't have a match.
Do you might have a duster?
Yeah, you might having a dustpan.
A dustpan. I'm just like, don't do that.
But you guys remember the bones man that said
the taxi
you
driver?
Like your
Benny
receipt?
Was a human guy. Benny became a human guy in this movie.
Yeah.
And then he was like, and then he became a skeleton again, and he was like, talk about a crash diet, and that's when we stopped. We're like, I think we've got it.
Yeah, no, that was when we stopped.
You stopped the movie there?
Which is like the second to last scene. We're like, we've got it.
All right, I understand.
They won.
We got the point of it.
Dude, how bad did that effect look when Calabar Jr. Had those like venom-looking tendrils come out, and you can see it like loop? You can see it like go around and then cut back to the beginning.
Yeah, no, that was a horror.
That was a really bad effect.
They don't have a lot of money on these movies. Well, they do have money on these movies, but they don't care.
Dude, the funniest bits were when they would teleport or something, and it would just, you could tell it was a light on stage. Like, doop, they would do a light, and then Marty
just
would just come in frame, like stumble into frame and be like, whoa! We're like, whoa. Dude,
hey,
when
man,
Calabar summons the portal or something at the beginning and then it doesn't show it, it just flashes and he steps off screen. And you're like, I'll fill it in with my mind.
It's the kids. They've got the imagination.
That mom is the worst, dude.
Yeah.
At the beginning when she's like, you should go to bed to the daughter. And I'm like, there's other kids at this party.
Yeah.
Why does she have to go to bed?
And then, but Jake, the thing is, this movie really paved the way for movies like Wendy Wu Homecoming Warrior.
Dude, it did, though,
did
actually.
It did.
I think it did.
It's a good, I was talking to Hiram about this. You were like, oh, Haunted Mansion's better than this. And I was like, yeah, but like, because Haunted Mansion's great.
That's because Haunted Mansion was a theatrically released movie and this was a Disney Channel original movie.
This movie was like for kids, and like if you were a kid, you'd love this
movie.
So was
Haunted Mansion. What are you talking about?
Kids would love it. They're both good.
Dude, Haunted Mansion is for all ages. Dude, but we'll get there.
What
we'll
Eddie
there.
Murphy's we'll like, oh, it's just big ass termites. Like,
no. Yo, we made so many jokes throughout both movies because we watched it back to back.
Yeah, we did.
So, so we watched Halloween Town. That movie, like, it had a really weird recap. And then it had a really weird, like, scene, like, when she was on the computer. I'm sorry, when she was on the net.
Oh, my God.
Right?
They always call it the net back then.
We were watching. We had no idea what was happening. And we're like, how long are we in? It was the recap. And we're like, we're 2 minutes in, and this is fucking nuts. And then she looks back, and Calabar fades in.
Yeah, Calabar fades in the wall. Yeah.
And he's got, like, a golden face. And we're like, what the fuck is happening?
I was like, did we smoke some shit? Like, it was weird.
You're just in the early 2000s.
Dude, it was insane.
And then,
the 90s and early 2000s, there was, like, no rules.
Yeah, they could do whatever
I guess not. Because, like, they were, like remember her and that goblin boy were on the broom through like a Twilight Zone portal through time,
and they were like, "We're gonna go as fast as we can,"
and they were so slow.
And then they ditch him for the next movie.
Yeah, dude, I love the goblin guy because he's fucking half-assing it the whole way through.
Yeah,
he's got his hands in his pockets the whole time.
He was like, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. And then he's like, we can't do it. Every time. They get to the board and he's like, it's impossible. We won't make it.
Whatever.
Every movie needs that character, Jake.
I love that the grandma hates the mom the whole movie. Yeah. They do the portal and they're like, she's like, we'll have to wait another year. What about mom? It's fine. And I'm like, you hate your daughter.
Yeah, dude. She was like, I don't care if my daughter's...
A ghoul.
I mean, hey, if you were a magic warlock and you had a kid and they were like, I hate using magic.
Yeah, and
I'd be like,
does,
screw you,
I
kid.
I love that she finally does and turns that guy into a pile of fronds. She's like, fuck it, Ayakulava.
It's her signature move.
I'm sorry, was that Ayakulava?
Ayakulava.
Turn into frogs.
You're a frog.
That
now.
Means you're.
It's Spanish for turn into
frogs. It's Spanish to turn into frogs.
A la culava. You mean turn into frogs?
In Espanol.
Dude, that
turn
guy,
into frogs?
That guy was so funny. The Calabar's fake dad. He was like, I'm a frog now.
He's yeah,
like,
he's
oh,
like
so
hey,
quick.
Guys.
And then he's like, oh, but this mask. And she's like, ugh. And he's like, you don't like it? And we were like, dude, God, he can't take rejection.
he's
like,
so
you don't
sensitive.
Like my scary mask? Oh, I guess I'll go kill
you don't like
I
my
guess
giant frog costume?
You don't like it? Oh.
Yeah.
I guess I'll go jump off a bridge.
And the nerdy guy hit it. He's like, hey, do you want to go out to the dance? And she's like, ugh, never. And I'm like, oh. She's really mean.
Yeah, he really. Yeah. She really shot him down.
I was like Jay Baruchel.
And then, Jay Baruchel.
Poor Jay Baruchel. He was like,
then the party scene, she rejected him again.
He's like, no, I'll just go back to Astrid.
Oh. I'll just go back to being more successful.
Got him. Even the nerd dude, the best line in the movie is when he turns into frogs and he goes, "Did anyone have a swamp?" We were doing
like
this
someone
shit.
Was gonna go, yeah,
dude. We were doing this shit where we very much knew it was a movie and we could imagine the people filming it, like the set behind them. And when that kid would turn around, he'd go, "We have to get out of here." We were like, "Again, Jimmy, again." All right,
I didn't believe.
And he'd go, "We have to get out of here." Sorry, hey guys, we have to get out of here.
We did that so many times.
Yeah, again,
Haunted
Marnie.
Mansion.
When she was like, how do we defeat him? And we were like, again, Marty. But how do we defeat him?
This time, but with feeling.
And then they were like, we're out of film. I guess that's good.
Oh, yeah, because that was the problem back then. We're out of film.
When he was like, yeah, everyone, it was an improv. Anyone have a swamp? Damn, we're out of film. I guess we're leaving that one.
I guess that's a plan.
He wasn't even supposed to be in the shot. He runs in.
Hey, and we got a swamp?
He's like, hey.
He pitched it to the director.
Does anybody have a swamp?
Anybody have a swamp?
Yeah, he's like, I'm thinking... Can I improv something here? He's like, I'd really rather you didn't. We're almost out of film here.
The line is pretty good. The joke is pretty good.
Yeah. And all right, action. Hey, does anyone have a swamp? Oh, my God.
God, you're supposed to say this part is really hopping.
He goes over to the DP and he goes, do we have any more film? We're out.
Damn it. We have to use that joke. There's no way to quietly segue into the next scene without it. We need it. And he was like, I got him again.
We got him again. Man.
Jay Baruchel.
I like this. Here's the thing. Thinking about it in terms of like a trilogy of movies, it's a pretty good sequel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you take the first one, they introduce them to Halloween Town. This one takes what you love and puts, you know, flips it on its head. You're
makes
like, no!
It makes it gray and lifeless.
You're like, no, not the junk man. He was so charismatic.
Yeah, not
like,
the, no, not the driver.
Only for them to reverse it by saying apart.
Yeah, apart. Trapper.
Trapper.
And I was like, and I went, what?
What?
When the goblin guy goes, it's a trapper backwards, apart. And I was like, oh, what?
What?
I'm okay, sure.
A trapper.
When he's like, I'm the junk man and all of the lost items in the whole world come to this room, I was like, this room is very small. I was like, not many people lose things. Like
yeah, in that universe. Yeah, in that universe. Very organized.
It's funny. We were in that house for way, because that's how you know
that
it's a low
house
budget.
Scene was long.
That house scene was a long scene, bro.
I love that the whole adventure took place over like 4 hours.
Yeah, it was.
He
only
was like,
four.
I got your book. And the whole reason that he got the book was so that she wouldn't reverse it. He had the book the whole time.
Yeah.
And I was like, then use it earlier. You fucking weirdo.
Yeah, that was the thing. I was like, stop. Don't. I was like, when they implemented time travel, I was like, oh, come on. Don't do that.
When she was like, Cal?
Cal?
Like, oh, Calabar.
Nobody could have put that together.
One of you was like, oh, my name's Calabar, but call me Alabar.
Call me Al.
Call me Bar.
Call me.
My name is Cal I Bar.
Esquire. Who could that be?
And she goes,
I love
all
how
right.
She pieced it together. She was like, he gave me a rose just like his dad did. I was like, so that never happens.
Solved it.
I should've, she visualizes like, how would a she park. Jump to that conclusion? This like hunky guy because... gives her a rose and she goes, you're Calabar.
This oh. That was the fifth guy this week that she did that to.
You're Calabar, aren't
and she
you?
Turned him into frogs and he was innocent.
And he was like,
and all the other four guys. He trips, and their original ending was they're walking along, and he trips and drops his wallet, and it says Calabar.
And she goes, I should have known.
Wait a second.
Wait. Dude, hold
the,
up.
The climactic battle at the end is her just taking the books from his
Yeah, head. she just took it from him, and he's just like, no!
Dude, this and Haunted Mansion both had really lame end
like
battles.
The way they beat them, yeah.
Yeah.
Read this note. Damn.
Read this note. What is the meaning of this?
We'll push the old guy into hell.
Yeah. No one pushes him into hell. Hell just opens.
They've
been waiting to open on him.
Yeah.
He's just like, too swift.
They can't catch him.
It opens and he's already in the next room.
Hell was
like, damn.
Hell was like, he's got it too good for too long. You have to take him.
Satan's like, you're coming back.
All right.
I have to get you, Ramsley.
I wanted to call him Ramsey or Bradley, so I just mixed it together.
Isn't that what
that's
Logan
what Logan
said?
Ramsley.
All right, well, I guess that's a good way, a good segue into the Haunted
the
Mansion.
The Haunted Mansion.
As we wait for James to play a sound, because we know he will, because I see him typing.
Those are some big-ass termites, huh?
Isn't that romantic? He was willing to throw everything away for love.
Well, now he's broke, dead, and cursed. Nice move.
Dude, I was watching that, and I heard that sound, and I thought to myself, that's not what stepping in poop sounds like. And then immediately after,
Eddie Murphy movie.
So listen, and then immediately after,
these are my new shoes. Hey kids, watch your step.
It plays the exact same sound.
All right, so
dude,
this
I love this
good,
movie.
The Haunted Mansion.
Dude, here, think about now. That's a good scene. Like, think about it in terms of like production value for like a ride themed movie. The production value of the movie is pretty good.
It
dude.
Looks
not
good.
Bad. Yeah.
That
yeah.
scene where he—it's a weird specific thing—but that scene where he's trying to break the window with the whatever it is, the table leg or something.
Yeah.
And it's doing that, and then healing itself.
Yeah.
And it's all one take.
Yeah,
that looked really cool.
That was pretty cool.
I was thinking about it like, and the skeleton characters looked pretty good.
I gotta be honest. I gotta be honest. While trying to watch this movie, I was kind of dreading watching it because like,
you really were.
I really imagined
it way worse.
What's wrong?
Yeah,
with
I really
viral?
Did. I thought it was gonna be way worse than it was, and then like, because we were bending over backwards trying to find a way to stream it.
It's on Amazon.
It's not.
Yeah, it is. I watched it on
no,
Amazon.
No, to pay for. I was not gonna pay for it.
Well. No, you know. No.
We paid 99 cents to watch Halloween Town. It was only 99 cents. I'm like, yeah. I'll do that.
That was a steal.
Dude, Halloween Town. Dude, the wife in this movie literally looks just like Johnny Tsunami, and we could not.
You sent me that, and I thought it was hilarious.
We
could not imagine it,
dude. We were watching the whole movie going, where's my surfboard?
Johnny Tsunami.
When the water comes, we were like, oh, there's going to be some sweet waves.
Dude, this movie was like... Oh my god!
She's like, I always hated you since we moved here. It's landlocked.
Yeah, it's land. Where am I supposed to surf? And then they're like, we're gonna go to the lake. She's like, thank god.
Yeah, she's like, we were supposed to be at the lake surfing.
Surf.
What about at the end when they go, are we almost at the lake? And it zooms out. They're going over a giant body of water. I'm like, is this the lake?
No. Another lake, dude.
Yeah, that lake's too close.
Too close a lake.
Well, you will be happy for evers and evers.
That last shot was terrible.
Of the bridge?
It was the entire shot, other than them, was CGI, and it did not look good.
Oh, yeah, it was awful.
You were already out. You were already like...
We were like, why would they take those heads with them? We're out.
Yeah, we're out.
Yeah.
They barely even got a relationship with those sets. Dude, any watered-down family Eddie Murphy movie, he's amazing in it. Because he's trying so hard to like be like
charming.
Clean. Yeah. And he's just like being... And it's so funny.
I hate clean Eddie Murphy.
Dude, it's
dude,
so
I like,
so
I like
clean
Eddie
Murphy's
Murphy.
Great. Daddy Daycare is legitimately a good movie.
Come
not
on, man.
Clean.
And what about the scene in this where she says he's got to find something and he says, I must first find new underwear. When he's spinning around in the chair. Come on, man. That's good stuff.
All right. He's like, all right, you got to whack spiders, okay? You got to whack the spider, son. And
oh, I'm you
like,
got to get the vicinity so it can't, you know, go from different angles. You know, yeah. When he's
you
got to
block
whole,
all of its escape routes.
Like,
when he's doing that,
bits,
I'm like,
he's so good.
I'm like, you're doing that typical Eddie Murphy stuff.
I
wish they kind of, like, have him not, like, I wish there were scenes where, like, they made, like, they let him, like, not hold back, like in Shrek.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
I like this movie very much. What's up with their stupid plan? If you're like a ghost and you're like, oh, I killed this guy's wife because I didn't want. Wait a second.
Yeah, we
first,
didn't make any sense.
First,
dude.
I gotta say
yeah,
this.
That made no sense.
First,
we were
I gotta
like, dude,
say,
what, bro? He was like, we gotta lift this curse, and I was like, you did it, dude.
Yeah,
you made the curse, dumbass.
Yeah.
What were we gonna say?
Question: is the butler racist?
Wait, why?
Because he never. Explains why he didn't want them to get married.
Does
he's
he
like,
never say?
He
like,
goes. He goes. You couldn't run away with her.
Didn't he say she was like of lower class?
I don't know.
I thought he said that.
I was paying pretty good attention. I don't remember that. I was just like, what's up with this guy? Is he racist?
I mean, his plan didn't really make any sense. Like,
yeah, it made
he just,
no
like,
sense.
He was like, he killed his wife. And there was a curse, and to only uplift the curse is to like find someone
who
looks
like his wife.
His wife. And Eddie Murphy
and trick him.
How many
times
did we
him.
Try to pull this?
Yeah,
I mean, guys,
she
if
looks
kind of
like her. She's got hair. Like every realtor. Yeah, the eighth realtor.
And then like after the
it didn't take.
After the 800th,
they're like, this one's Asian.
After the 801, the butler's like, we need Eddie Murphy.
We need Eddie Murphy's wife.
We need Eddie Murphy's
I
wife.
I like that how he found out because we didn't remember how he found out about Eddie Murphy's wife that the paper boy at the beginning dropped the realtor notes on the ground.
Yeah, he had
and
spooked.
That's how they found it. They went out there and they're like, whoa, that's. That looks just like your dead wife. Let's go get her. Let's call him.
Oh, man. And then, man, if I had a dollar for every time in real life I've tried to replace someone's wife with someone who just looks similar, man, what a relatable story.
Dude,
yeah, to help them out.
If you're like the friend, your friend's like, oh, my wife died. You're like, dude, that's really hard. I'll find you a replacement that looks just like
No, her. You'll be like, I found, no, you say, I found your wife.
yeah,
I found your
even.
Wife.
Because like, that's what he's doing. He's going, that's her. She just doesn't remember.
Elizabeth, remember, we danced together. Come on. I'll stab you with my rapier.
Yeah, Hiram, I found your wife. My wife died, James. No, this is her. She just doesn't remember.
Her spirit's in her.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
She doesn't remember.
She's going to walk around doing that.
You just have to poison her.
And then
also, that's a weird casting choice. Jennifer Tilly as Madame Leota.
She was great.
It
yeah,
was weird.
She was fine. Hold on. With what?
Yeah,
with what? Because like
she
like,
didn't care.
She was all mystical in the beginning of the movie, but then she was acting more
that's
Jennifer
funny.
Tilly.
Yeah.
You know?
There are and a lot of good voice actors in this movie.
Inconceivable guys in this.
Yeah, dude, Wallace Shawn is so good.
He keeps on saying, look, it's Inconceivable Guys.
He was so good. What a good He's movie. Always
he
was really, good.
He's good in everything he does.
Hiram likes this movie.
Here's the thing.
I kind of do. Yeah.
I think this movie's like legitimately good up to a point where it dips for a little while and then comes back. I think it dips when he's like, we could always come out my way, and they crash out in their chariot, and I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, we were like,
is this going to be bad?
We were like,
and
why
then it
are
stops.
They
they're panicking for like 2 seconds, and then he just slows it down, and then they're
I was like, first of all, why do you need to crash out of the mansion?
You're ghosts. Yeah. Phase through things.
Yeah, and I love that the Jennifer Tilly was like, you just need to go to the mausoleum. And I was like, you could have done this hundreds of years ago.
Yeah.
Why'd you need Eddie Murphy's family?
She knew the exact answer on what to do. She could have just told the master of the mansion.
Yeah. I know how to break the curse.
Because they because they're ghosts and they're all controlled by the butler.
Yeah, the butler. Because
he came in that one time and he went, be gone. And they all went, and they like disappeared.
Oh, yeah, they did.
He has that power.
He has the power of teleportation.
Tears of joy.
He has the power of
I was like, tears of joy. I'm like, this guy is insane.
Tears of joy.
And he's like, prepare for the fires of hell.
Yeah, yeah, damn you to hell.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Sorry. Damn you to hell. Sorry about that. I sneezed a little. Damn you to hell.
And then it opens and goes, and it's like almost a good effect.
Yeah, it looks pretty spooky.
Yeah, and it grabs him. It in some of the worst editing I've seen, it grabs him, and he's miles away from Eddie Murphy, and the next shot is him grabbing Eddie Murphy's leg. And I was like, what? He's not near him.
Also,
and then they're both going, whoa.
They had, in a Disney movie for kids, they had hell in it, or like the gates of hell.
And heaven.
And heaven. I'm like,
that's too religious. Get it out.
I don't want religious in my Disney movie.
Boo. Went heaven. Yeah, right.
Good movie.
Am I right, fellas?
You're a heaven. Yeah,
no,
right.
That's how I know you don't. That's how I know you don't like it as much. You're already tired of talking about it.
Me? Oh,
I'm just getting started,
dude. I got worn out.
Remember that part?
Remember that part
where he was stealing cigars?
Yeah, what an awful realtor, dude. He goes in their house to sell them, and he's stealing things off them. I was like, what a negative stereotype.
But also, he talks about. So I wanted to pull a bunch of clips from this, but I didn't have time. And one of them was when he comes up to the fireplace, and he just goes, "Oh, you can roast some weenies on this fireplace."
I like to think every line, Eddie. Dude, did you laugh when it cuts to the close up of the key, and he goes like. We laughed at that because we were like, again, Eddie Murphy. And he was like, again, oh, too fast.
No
Eddie
one
Murphy.
Can see what you're doing
because it
on
felt
the podcast.
Like, I could feel, I know, I'm sorry. He like waves the key in a funny
in
fashion.
It feels
like a cut in. Like they had filmed it. Like when you did Gotcha on Stolen, it felt like that where he was like, again.
Yeah. Again. I laughed when he finds the key and then the thing comes out and he drops it because
screams.
I imagined in the script it said Eddie Murphy gets scared and drops the key.
Yeah, and he was like, and he dropped it, and then he like tried to get it, and it fell even deeper. And I was like,
yeah,
come on,
Eddie,
come on.
And you're putting
your
daughter.
Is.
He goes, you go get it this gross water that's been there for probably hundreds of years.
I know. She goes, all right, let's go in. I was like, what if she dies from this?
Yeah, what if she dies?
Yeah, what if there's probably like disease in that water?
I thought we made a joke about that where the girl says, come on, Eddie.
Yeah, come on, Eddie.
As an outtake.
When that kid was like, I don't know, there's spiders. I was like, dude, you'll be fine. And then he opens it and then he's immediately covered in spiders.
Yeah. You wouldn't be like, he could have just real quick like pushed his arm and unlocked it, then pulled it out.
Yeah,
and he would have had like maybe one spider. Maybe one spider, but at the speed you pull your hand out, it would have fallen off.
Yeah, there wouldn't have been like 30. He's like,
and they're on his back.
He's like, no, they're all over me.
No, what if they came out and he was laying on the ground and he was under a mountain of spiders? And the last thing they just saw was his hand sink into the mountain of spiders.
And Eddie Murphy was like, ah, shit.
No!
I gave him a speech. His sister was a jerk. And
no,
plus,
she was adventurous.
With that scene where they show up and she can read it and out of nowhere she's just like, remember when I took classes in Latin? And I'm like, oh, of course.
Dude,
of course
she
knows Latin.
Like, we could go back and she could mention that earlier.
Yeah,
nah.
They said, hey, Mr. Director, she's a little bit too sassy for a black girl. Oh, well, she'll just know Latin.
Yeah, we'll make her a little smart.
We'll make
her
a little smart.
We'll
give her Latin.
How do we make this black character who's an like every other Disney Channel black girl character at that time? How do we make her a little bit different? She'll know Latin.
She'll know Latin.
That'll separate her.
That'll be good. Anyway.
Eddie Murphy. What a guy. Make Haunted Mansion 2.
Dude, I was telling hire him, we should do a week where it's just Eddie Murphy, like non-good ones, like not non-good ones, but non-popular ones, like Daddy Daycare. I love that movie.
Nutty Professor.
Or, no, the Nutty Clumps.
Oh, wait. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Wait a second.
The Clumps.
No,
the
what's
Norbit.
Yeah. Norbit. That's the one.
I don't want to watch Norbit.
Come on, you don't watch Norbit. We said it's Norbit. Unpopular ones.
Norbit's great.
But like unpopular,
terrible.
But secretly good, you know what I mean?
The Clumps.
Like Haunted
Mansion.
I just want to watch Daddy Daycare is what I'm saying.
You just want an excuse to watch Daddy Daycare, you fuck.
You know, Haunted Mansion really paved the way for movies like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean, they came out in the same year.
It paved the way
for
Mansion
movies. Which came out,
movies.
Wait a second. Yeah, for Mansion-themed movies.
Because, you know, after that movie, there was Monster House.
And there was, no, the Big Mansion.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
different mansions. There's like the Red Mansion.
There was
the Big Mansion.
The Big Mansion.
Don't worry, the Big Mansion will return. There's a Mansion Extended Universe.
Yes, I was gonna say that. There's a Mansion Extended Universe.
Haunted Mansion was released in.
Are you really looking this up right?
November 26th of 2003.
Oh.
And,
Return of the King came out that year.
Yeah, right. Shortly after, and boy, oh boy, did this movie age better.
Yeah,
am I right,
I'll tell
fellas?
When I'm
watching Lord of the Rings, I'm like, I really wish a character would step and poop right now, and it would sound like,
and then immediately followed up by another one.
By another one of the same sound effect.
Man.
They didn't even like try to pitch shift it a little bit just to sound
a little different.
They
went
copy
paste.
When I'm seeing Aragorn come back with all those ghosts, I'm like, man, I really wish Eddie Murphy and all the ghosts from Haunted Mansion would be in this scene.
I wish
now.
It was Eddie Murphy and Inconceivable Guy instead.
I wish Eddie Murphy was Aragorn instead.
Guys, I've some news. It turns out Pirates of the Caribbean did come out first.
I knew it.
So Pirates of the Caribbean was really just paving the way for this
Haunted Mansion.
Well, I think that's kind of the theme, right? Because like they're
Dr.
like
Doctor Doolittle. That's one we have to watch.
We're not
dude,
watching
this movie.
Those are good.
Dude,
I'm not watching.
Fun
Doctor
fact:
you said that about Haunted Mansion.
Fun
and you're
fact,
like, I like it.
Okay,
Haunted
fine.
Mansion. You're wrong.
Haunted and. Haunted Mansion, the director directed Stuart Little.
All right, you know. Oh.
Stuart Little.
All right, you know what?
Movie.
Fuck you. We're going to watch Meet Dave.
Dude, it's just Dave.
Dave?
It's just called Dave.
I thought it was Meet Dave.
We'll get to the bottom of
out.
This right now.
$100.
Let's find out. All right.
It's called Dave or Meet Dave? I think it's Meet Dave.
It's Dave.
Turns out it's called Norbit. You both lose. All right, wait. I'm looking for this.
What was I saying? Yeah, dude, Dr. Doolittle 1 and 2 are great movies.
I can't find
you
it.
You mean the one with Kyla Pratt?
Yeah, and Raven Simone.
Oh, no, those are good.
That's the one I meant.
Oh.
It's What'd you meet, think I it's meant? Meet Dave.
I told you, bitch.
You would know that.
I know my bad Eddie Murphy movies.
that meet
I
Dave
do
Dave has a 43 out of 100 from Metacritic.
It's pretty good
and,
for Metacritic.
Well, I mean, I can't trust Metacritic because I'll tell you what, when
Metacritic
I looked up...
Metacritic gives
bad
everything.
Well, you know
yeah.
what? The IMDb rating on this is the same rating Haunted Mansion had, so it's probably a masterpiece.
IMDb gave Infinity War 8.9, Metacritic a 1 out of 100.
Oh,
out of 100.
Wait, oh, also Halloween related. Me and Zoe saw the new Halloween, and it was very good.
That's pretty cool.
Everyone go check it out. Jamie Lee Curtis is a badass in it.
I want to see
Does
it.
She sell yogurt?
I want to see more
or
horror
movies. She poops the whole time.
Does she switch bodies with Lindsay
with
Lohan at any time?
Him
she
and,
switch
her
bodies.
And Michael Myers switch bodies.
Yeah,
they go to a Chinese buffet.
And Michael
and they get into a light argument.
And Michael and Michael Myers like, I look like the Crypt Keeper. And
then that guy
Michael
shows
Myers
up.
Michael Myers has to play in a rock show because Jamie Lee Curtis is supposed to go.
Yeah.
And then Jamie Lee Curtis has to stab people.
Her and Michael Myers make out with the same guy.
He's confused because he's attracted to both of them.
And then
and he doesn't know
and then
why.
That, and then the early 2000s hunk guy shows up from every movie.
That's
that
what
guy,
you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That guy's the best because you watch him and you go, oh, because he blends in my mind with every other early
2000s.
Yeah,
he looks
like
the guy from Princess Diaries. He
yeah.
looks like the guy from every.
But that
guy, like the guy
dude,
from
dude, the guy from Princess Diaries is Brink.
It is Brink.
Yeah.
Fucking A, dude.
Yeah, it's freaking Brink. I love Brink.
Brink comes back in the podcast in full swing.
Well, fellas.
That was good.
That's a good.
What's
episode.
Our pick this week? Red Dead?
Is it Red
Can
Dead?
We, just Red
we could
Dead?
Just play Red Dead and then maybe.
Hey, I have a pick.
I have
do?
A question for
is
you.
Is it cowboy
guys.
Related, though?
No.
Got him. No, I'm just kidding.
Damn it.
You have to theme
it's horror related.
What is it?
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh.
Too late, Hiram.
I would watch that. Damn it. Wants to watch that.
It's you guys. It. I don't know if I really don't know if you guys will like it.
I've
it
seen
is,
it.
It. Oh, you have seen it.
I've
it's
never
really
seen
good.
It.
And it's a musical.
Oh, you like
and
it?
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
Jake, you
I
like musicals. Surprised. Most musicals we've had you
You're
watch,
guy,
you,
you
like.
You are the ones that say I hate them.
Jake, every week
I just
you
don't
stop.
Like high school musicals.
Every Jake, oh, every yeah, week right. You interrupt what we're saying. You say, "Guys, I have to get something off my chest," and we say. Say it, Jake. We're here to support you like friends. And you say, I hate musicals.
I've never said that.
Back me up, Hiram.
Because then the truth outweighs that lie because then I name all the movie musicals I like. And I'm like, I like a lot.
I think you like them, but it's like you don't really care much for them.
Like if it has music in
it. Like it has music in it, you're just like on your phone and shit.
Like Les Mis is good. I like that.
You
movie.
Love, yeah, Jake loves Les Mis.
I love that.
Because
movie.
It's,
I,
when it's funny, all songs, it's
even,
no song.
I don't even like Les Mis all that much.
I love it.
Well, Hiram, that's
I like it, but I'm like, it's all right.
Yeah, I don't
like
a
when
movie
I listen to the Hamilton
like,
soundtrack, I'm like, this
like,
is too much
it's
of
gotta
the same
have,
thing.
Like, cool other stuff. Like, High School Musical is literally, like, you take the music away, it's terrible.
Yeah.
I disagree.
But, like, with, the thing with the appeal
what
of
about...
High School Musical is, like, you make fun, it's funny
no,
to
I
make
know.
Fun of.
That's why I like it.
It's,
to
yeah,
make fun
that's
of
why
it,
I like
it's not
it.
A legitimately
it's a,
movie.
It's a piece of art to me because when I was a kid, I legitimately loved it, and it seamlessly transitioned into a movie that's hilariously
yeah.
bad.
Like, yeah. I pretend, I like, as a kid, I pretended to, like, hate it because I was a boy. So I was just like, oh, High School Musical sucks.
Well,
and then,
Hiram,
I watched, then I watched the shit out of it, like, 1 and 2.
Yeah, you gotta
and
get
I'm
that barnacle
like, now I'm like,
made
what about
my friends
us?
Watch it.
Hiram, you better buy that
And then you do
sauce.
This.
What?
That's, huh? We wouldn't have that if it wasn't for High School Musical.
You know, exactly. Honestly, as a kid, I really wish I had more of that barnacle sauce.
Where they sing together. You feeling
Your
me, Hiram?
Like
where
Hiram.
They both sing together just between them, and then
oh,
Miss
yeah,
Darvis is
so
there,
sweet.
And she goes, you got a call back, and he goes,
what? We know the context. We've seen them.
Turns out I have that sound on here in two different spots.
What? What? Of course.
What? Because you never have enough of those.
So Red
spaces.
Dead and I would watch that.
All right.
Again, because Zoe wants to watch it. She'd really like it. You'd like it, James.
Well,
it's not
try.
Scary.
No,
it's not,
I know
no,
it's not scary.
But it's like, it's weird.
Yeah. And then the week after that,
Harry Potter. What do you want to do? Do you want to do
I don't
the
know.
Three?
We should, yeah.
I feel like it'd be better to do the three, and then let's all watch collectively Goblet of Fire as like an extra pick, you know?
Or do we want to watch, or do we want to watch three collectively?
I am not
and
watching
then,
Order
well,
of the Phoenix.
Well, no.
Why?
Well, I wasn't going to say Order of the Phoenix.
You don't
Phoenix.
Like that one at all?
I don't like
Umbridge. That one's my least favorite.
Oh, Umbridge is great. And then they formed
no,
the Dumbledore's
great.
Army.
No, no, no.
That's
but
cool.
I just mean, which one? No, no. Wait.
Then
that
at
one's,
the end,
that one's not the one I'm thinking
Voldemort,
of. That one was
dude.
Not
that
the one
Prince
I'm... Now, that one's Half-Blood Prince, Half-Blood
Prince
was the one I was thinking of.
That's Half-Blood Prince.
No, that's Order of the Phoenix.
Half-Blood
Prince is the one where at the end
where nothing happens
bad and kills Dumbledore. That's the end. That's the Half-Blood Prince. That's the one where most of the movie is about them with chicks. That's the Half-Blood Prince.
Well,
and it's,
spoilers,
and it's,
everybody
and it's
knows
so,
this.
And it's so desaturated that it's essentially black and white.
No,
oh, yeah,
Order
true.
Of the Phoenix is the one where Umbridge is there, and then they make Dumbledore's army, and then they go to the ministry, and Dumbledore
yeah.
fights.
Is that the
Voldemort.
One you said was your favorite?
Yeah.
You,
that one's badass.
You love Order of the Phoenix
yeah.
the most?
Well, I guess we're gonna. Well, I guess we're gonna watch
oh,
it
that was,
week.
You said,
so we'll
you said
say.
The
well, let's
one.
Not talk about it too much.
Yeah,
so we'll talk about it when we get
Hiram,
there.
That's the fifth one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, I don't know.
So
I
say this.
Them all
here's
once.
Here's my question though: is do we want to include? Do we want to include the first Fantastic Beasts since the next one comes out, or do maybe
when does it come out?
It comes out the week. It comes out the November 14th, I think. So, like, we would have next week's episode, which is Red Dead, a week after that, which would be Harry Potter, and then the week after that, the movie comes out. Do we want to wait? We could just
we
say the
wait.
Week that it comes out, just rewatch the first one and that, and then go see that one in theaters, and we'll talk about
whatever,
both.
Whatever we want to yeah. do. We'll get there.
We'll get there. Whatever.
We'll cross that bridge when
you
we
know what?
To it.
This isn't the Kung Fu Kings of planning ahead, definitely.
This is the Kung Fu Kings of checking emails.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the emails.
You're really on top of those emails, man. You're on
Ooh,
top
that was
of
the
it.
Wrong.
I'm keeping my eye on you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Half-Blood Prince is the same.
Happen. Got it. Because yeah. it definitely hallows the seventh one,
but two-parter.
It was two-parter, yeah.
Half-Blood Prince, I don't even not like that much. I like all.
No,
of
them. I like all of them, but that one to me is when I watch it back, I'm like this is a little bit boring.
I liked it because it was almost felt like to me because I read the books. Yeah, I can't hear. I liked the sixth one a lot because, to me, I knew that they weren't going to be at Hogwarts anymore, and it was like the last Hogwarts movie where they were
oh,
just
yeah.
chilling in Hogwarts, and
yeah.
I was like, ah, I'm like, I'm going to miss them just chilling. You
know? Oh, yeah, true, boy. Yeah. We've got a couple of emails.
Oh, my gosh.
We got four or five emails.
Wow.
First email is from Jake Helton.
There we go.
The
coming back.
The subject line is Jake E. He says, thanks for liking my tweet.
Oh, you're welcome, dude.
You're welcome, Jake. That's the whole email.
We support our fans.
The way you said that was kind of funny. Thanks for liking my tweet.
The next email is from...
I think you said that because I don't like his tweets.
Our next four emails are from Harrison Cothran.
Four.
Jeez, four?
Harrison. Is he still
says
about Mad Max?
His first one, the subject line is communism, am I right? He says, below I have attached the Communist Manifesto. Why do people keep sending us this?
Dude, we've...
It's like the third time.
This has happened. Come on.
And, it's his is a PDF, though, and it's, like, of the actual book.
Oh, well, that's cool. He's upgraded it. Maybe so, we get nicer and nicer until someone sends us, like, a leather-bound copy.
I'd be okay, and then I become a communist.
This Andy becomes has the Kung Fu Kings
dude,
of communism.
Harrison,
yeah, I love that.
Harrison, disable your signature, because I always almost read it, and I'm going to oust you, and people are going to know where you live, all of our millions of fans.
What's the next one?
Our next one is theme ideas. I like this email, Harrison.
Oh, boy.
He says,
oh, boy.
He says, oh, boy, you guys man. Should do more themed episodes.
Damn.
Fuck. God damn it.
I hate themes.
You know what? Woo-hoo. I'm going to have to call
this isn't the Kung Fu Kings of themes.
I'm going to have to call my, I have to call up my buddy, Mike Slamma. I don't think he's a fan of themes.
Hashtag.
Yeah, Mike Slamma and his brother.
Hashtag.
Donnie Slamma.
Get out of here.
We need his brother.
We need his brother.
Somebody be his brother and
Don,
fake send
if you're a fan Donnie of themes, sign your emails with the hashtag team theme.
Team themes. I like
God
that.
Damn it.
Wait, what did he say? What
Hiram's upset because it's too catchy. He says, I'm telling you people, I love the themes. So here's some themes you should totally do. Enjoy.
I feel
each
like,
one you...
I don't know why when you... I feel like when you're reading it, I feel like it's fake and you're pulling that out of your ass.
You can look at this
screen
right now.
No, it's fine. I believe
him. No, I believe you, but
just
say it. I just feel like...
All right. Here's his themes. First one, each one of you picks someone else's most hated movie and you watch it.
Ooh,
second one is Jean-Claude Van Damme movies.
Time Cop.
That's
I call Time Cop.
We gotta watch Time Cop.
We're gonna
watch Time Cop.
I'm gonna really quick screenshot
James needs
shot
to come
this.
Over when we watch these bad movies because we have too much fun.
We have so much fun.
Yeah.
Because like I feel like James
I
would
agree.
Love. I feel like James would like The Crow better if he had watched it.
Dude,
with
he
us.
Would love The Crow like a crow would.
Like a
crow.
He'd be dying.
Would.
If we do Time Cop, James has to come and watch.
Yeah.
Time
Cop. If we're doing the Jean-Claude Van Damme thing, like I don't even like his movies that much, but I will watch the hell out of Time Cop.
We've there's more. There's Steven Seagal movies. Mm. There's there's Ernest movies, which I decline because I've seen Ernest Goes to Camp. I was a child and we rented it from Blockbuster.
We have to watch
and
it.
My
you know
dad
why?
Goes,
my youth minister's in it and he's one of the kids.
Oh no.
And he hates that movie.
I know.
We
I
were
never
watching
even watched
it,
any of
we
them.
Were watching it and halfway through and my dad, who's one of the easiest people to please with movies, stands up and turns it off and says,
"But your dad
that
looks
terrible.
Like Ernest."
He does not look well, maybe a little.
Todd Lloyd, I'm calling you your Chip Osgood. That's his name. Type in Chip Osgood in Google and you see him and it's hilarious.
another movie starring Spencer Breslin,
damn,
such
the
as
kid.
The Cat in the Hat and Santa Claus 3,
the
Escape
kid?
Clause.
Everyone gets our humor because they type out the full title. When
the Escape
I like these... like he would write Santa Claus 3 and I'd go, I'm sorry, what? What movie is that?
I don't understand.
I don't know what movie that is.
The Escape Clause.
Lion King 2, Simba's Pride.
And then his next one is Tim Allen movies such as...
Santa Claus 3. The Escape
No, I wish. Dude. That would have been
he
hilarious.
He should have said that.
No. He said such as Jungle to Jungle, The Shaggy
what?
Dog.
The Shaggy Dog.
And Christmas with the Cranks.
Dude.
You know what? Never mind.
Dude, Halloween.
I'm loving the themes now.
Dude,
I like these themes.
Halloween, they had like the tomato meter where it was like Jamie Lee Curtis's most percentages and her least.
Yeah.
Number one was Halloween, and then the other one was Christmas with the Cranks. With,
I
like 5%.
That movie.
Zoe loves that movie. She's very let down.
And then movies directed by Harold Ramis, such as Stripes, Groundhog Day, and Caddyshack. That would be good
Bill
movies.
That would be interesting.
After
suggest
a bunch of
comic books, Harrison, you big piece of shit.
Yeah.
Hey,
That's no way to talk to one of our best fans that likes themes.
He knows I call people
I wish, Harrison, here's my review for your email. I love it, but I wish for Tim Allen movies you would once again put Santa Claus 3 The Escape Clause.
That would have been funny.
I don't know if he knew how funny we'd think that is.
Realistically, we're not going to do all these at once.
Well, no. No.
We don't have that kind of time.
We've got 10 years of this podcast, remember?
Yeah, we have 10 years.
Oh, yeah, and when I doubted it, and you were like, James, what?
I knew you'd love it.
I do love it. This podcast is one of my favorite things that I do.
I know. It's great.
Anyway.
There's not even much I do.
Dude, I've got another. We've got another email from Harrison. He says, "Mad Max continued."
Oh,
dear Jake Smith, it is unfortunate that you will not produce a copy of Mad Max: Fury Road. It doesn't matter, as I have another copy. I've had another copy for over 2 years. Wow. Best, Harrison. He got rid of his preset signature.
He heard you on the last.
He
one.
Knew. And final email is from Harrison. Subject line: Kickstarter. Hey, Jake, he knows this isn't your personal email, right?
I don't know.
Hey, Jake, question, what's the best deal for your Kickstarter, as I want to please, but I don't know the best option?
Well,
hope it gets to its goal.
Well, you just kind of grab it by the, you know what, never mind.
Get the most expensive one.
Yeah, get the most expensive one.
Mortgage your house and then give all that money to Jake.
You just have to caress him a little bit.
Don't even get a reward. Just give me like $10,000.
Take him out to dinner first, and then give him the money.
Yeah, you know? Buy me dinner, and then give me money.
Buy me dinner. Buy
and
him
then
dinner.
Get me.
And then get him.
And then get him.
Buy me dinner. Give me my money for my Kickstarter, and then get me.
All right, kids.
Oh my God, that was a good one. All right, next week guys, is Red Dead. Guys, and we're gonna do Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That's a weird.
And there you go.
That's a bizarre.
Yeah, no themes this week.
Yeah. Like Red Dead Redemption 2.
The theme is movies starting
Rocky
with
Horror.
R's. Gotcha.
Movies.
Yeah.
Movies and games starting with R.
Yeah. I can customize let's customize the character of Red Dead and make him like Tim Curry. Boom.
Dude.
I don't think you can custom. Can you customize your character
online?
Online. Oh yeah.
Online.
Is that going to be there from the beginning, or is this going to be a Grand Theft Auto situation where they go, "It'll come eventually," and then
like
a year later they go, "It's here."
Yeah. Well, all right, guys. Follow us on Twitter, Kung Fu Kings of Geekdom. Follow us on Instagram, Kung Fu Kings. Facebook, Kung Fu Kings of Geekdom. Rate and review on iTunes, email us kfkgpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll catch you next week.
We'll see you later.
Keep it real.
And make sure you guys make your own Kung Fu Kings of Be Safe Y'all podcast.
Dude, a fan podcast.
Guys,
fan,
send us fantastic. Your fan podcasts. Also, send us your fan art.
Yeah, we need fan
us.
Art.
Oh, I would love fan art.
I would love to see some Hiram Corbett fan fiction.
That would be awesome.
I'm curious how that would go. Well, stop. Why do you keep playing the music?
It's the end of the podcast,
right,
Hiram.
Bye.
Tell him to be safe.
Be safe. I already said be safe.
Bye.
He's broke, dead, and cursed. Nice move. Oh, crap. These are my new shoes. Hey, kids, watch your step.
Oh, crap.
Hey, Michael, don't say crap.